Yuma Perakei Mishnah Beis. Mishinitel Ha'aron, when the Aron was taken by the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, Evan Ha'isasham Mimos Nevi'im Rishonim. There was a stone there from the days of the Nevi'im Rishonim. Tazyantiv brings Rashi in Sota that this was David and Shmuel. From their days of David and Shmuel, there was this Evan. Now Tiferes Sol explains, it doesn't mean that in the time of Shmuel and David, they placed this Evan there. When the Mishnah tells us, Mimos Nevi'im Rishonim, that's not what it means. It just means that the stone was revealed to the Nevi'im Rishonim, that they knew about it, not that they placed it there. And the Mishnah explains, Ushasiyah Haisa Nikres. And this was called the Evan Shasiyah. This, the Rav explains, the reason it's called is Evan Shasiyah. Shasiyah is a Lashon of Yesod. It's the foundation rock of the whole world. This world was built from this rock. Gavo min ha'aretz shalosh etzbos. It was 3 fingers off the ground. That was the thickness of the rock. Ve'aleha hayanosein. And on this rock, which still was there during the second Beis HaMikdash, it was there beforehand too, this was the rock that they placed the Ketores on. So in the first Beis HaMikdash, they had the Aron that was on top of this rock. And when they took away the Aron HaKodesh, the rock still remained below. And this is where they put the Ketores. Now the Gemara's 2 days, what happened? It says, Mishanita la'aron, when the Aron was taken. So where'd the Aron go? Where'd the Aron HaKodesh go? So the Gemara's mash one place that Nebuchadnezzar took it. And there's another Gemara that says, Yoshio HaMelech hid it underneath the Beis HaMikdash. When he knew that the first Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, even while it was not destroyed yet, they knew what was coming and they hid it. And like we had in Maseches Shkolim, that some say that it was underneath the Lishkas HaEitzim, but that whole Maisa where they saw a stone out of place and then the person died when he realized what was going on. That would be according to that Shita. And the Rambam says over here, interesting thing, he says the reason this is called Evan Shasiyah, which is Lashon Yesod, is because like it says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, that there are 3 things the world stands on, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Avoda is one of the foundations of the world, davening, Avoda, and Avoda of the Karbonos. So because it's one of the foundations of the world, Avoda, and it's used in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why it's called Evan Shasiyah.